Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So, hello again. This is Coffee with the Dead. I am your host, Perianne. Again, I am doing this episode on Facebook Live for the first time, and there were a lot of technical difficulties in the beginning. And for those of you on Facebook Live, let me just tell you that you are hearing a lot of things repeated because it took me nearly 15 minutes to actually get Blog Talk up and working, since it had been about a year or more, maybe closer to 2 years, since my last episode. All right, so we're in. So those of you on Facebook Live, we really got things rolling now. It'll be a lot less stuttering, a lot less confusion, because I am on Blog Talk. I got it good. So, again, the call-in number is 657-383-1164. And I will be posting a link to the episode on Facebook, the Coffee with the Dead website. Or also you can get that link on Facebook.com, Perianne. And it'll be on Twitter. So it'll be kind of everywhere. So I was getting ready to lead into a reflection on 2016, even 2015, since again it just had been so long since I had aired last. So I'm actually taking this entire night to talk about what had happened more so than what is happening or what will happen. I don't know if many of you listening had listened to us much before, but our most recent episode, which was 11 months ago, so really isn't all that recent, was on the magic of road trips. And that episode, do you remember, any of you who maybe are listening in who also listened to us, you know, a million years ago when we actually aired regularly, you know, some of the highlights from that episode? Call in, let me know. I want to kind of talk about that. And do you remember the Eastern State Penitentiary interview? That was really interesting. I was actually surprised to get those guys on, but they were on and they talked a lot about the haunted house that they do every year. And that is one of the best haunted houses that I've actually ever been to. It's actually capable of scaring me at some points. I mean, I remember there was one point where a guy like came out into the courtyard area, I guess. Yeah, and he like slid a good couple of feet across the courtyard and scooped me up, picked me up over his shoulders, and dragged me off and locked me in a cage where there was another man there who like stamped numbers on my hand of some sort. I have no idea what they were used for. Well, there was no point to them, obviously, because it didn't come back up in the haunt. But it was enough to freak me out at first. Enough to, you know, kind of make me wonder, you know, why I actually had to sign a waiver before going in. So if any of you have had similar experiences at haunted houses or actually been to Eastern State, I want to hear from you. Call in. The number is 657-383-1164. Oh, what was another good? Oh, we had Jason's Woods on. Geez, that was only 2 years ago. Yeah, I say that only like it wasn't that long ago, but 2 years actually was a long time ago, but I remember that interview very, very well. Jason's Woods is a local haunt. Local to Harford County, Maryland, which is where Spirits Wake is based out of. So it was really, really fantastic to be able to have one of the local haunts come on and share some information with us about, you know, what they do and you know, kind of help them also promote and get some extra people out. So we had another really, really great interview on in, so when was this one? Oh, we had Spirit Factivity come on, and that was another paranormal investigation group, and they just also had a lot of good points about the way we kind of do things similarly to each other, the way we do things differently. And again, these are all going to be archived episodes that you'll be able to go in and see. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/coffeewiththedead. Another good one we had, I'm just going through the list here, and yeah, just like I said, I was kind of rehashing on the year before and, you know, what all we've done here on Coffee with the Dead over the course of our history of airing. And it's not like one of our typical episodes, you know, there is no interviews planned for tonight. And I'm not going to have, you know, much of the getting into my usual kinds of discussions tonight. I just want to rehash things, kind of let everyone know who hasn't listened before what we have done, you know, give them a feel for what to expect in following the show, and just kind of, you know, get you guys interested again, get you going first day of the new year. I do see a couple of you have joined on Facebook Live, so that's good. I really didn't expect to get too many people tuned in tonight, but the couple who are in, I definitely appreciate it. There is a chat, too, set up over on Blog Talk. If you guys would rather do that than stare at me staring into a microphone, feel free. Oh, 2 years ago. I guess a lot of these are going to be 2 years because we did take about a year off from airing. We interviewed the Red Vein Army from Richmond, Virginia. That is a great group. Seriously, they do a horror book club and they meet monthly. And they do, I think they do investigations, but they just opened a haunted house. So that will be coming up towards the end of this year. We will have them on and be talking to them about what their journey was in setting up a haunted house for the first time and the planning and how many years in the works this project has been for them. As you know, obviously we'll also be talking about, you know, what all the good scares are that you can expect if you do make it to the Richmond area. And so that will be coming up October, yeah. maybe before they open, so maybe end of September timeframe. Yeah, the chat room, you guys, it is up and running, just so you know. I didn't know, I said earlier there were a ton of technical difficulties, but I think I'm slowly getting them worked out. Who remembers Bob Frank coming on the show and talking about his experiences? He has had near-death experiences and written books about those near-death experiences. Who remembers that episode ever airing? I mean, it's been 2 years. It's been a while, but I remember him. And let me just move my camera a little bit. I think it's probably, it would be better if you guys didn't. I'm just staring in my closet for those of you who are watching on Facebook. Just kind of scoot that over. Every episode is going to be on Facebook Live now, so that's why I was talking about a camera for those of you who are only listening through Blog Talk. So yeah, when Bob Frank came on and he talked about his near-death experiences, it was very, very interesting. I remember him talking about the white light that everybody sees. And he also talked about just how clearly he could remember everything that happened. It wasn't like it wasn't like a fuzzy memory for him. It was really like something had actually happened for real. Like, it was more than just some experience. It was like this event, and he was conscious for it, and he really, really remembered actually dying and being on the hospital table and the doctors trying to resuscitate him. Like, it was interesting because sometimes you hear people talk about near-death experiences and they talk about it like it was a lucid dream. But not this guy, not Bob. He talked about it like he lived it, like he lived his own death. But he also did talk a lot about the out-of-body experience part of it that we hear so often when near-death experiences are talked about, kind of the floating above your body and seeing yourself on the operating table kind of thing. So it was a different kind of near-death experience, I guess, than what we're used to hearing. So that episode is definitely worth re-listening to. And see, we have a question here. What can we look forward to in Valentine Haunts this year? The Poe Museum will be hosting Poe's birthday celebration January 21st. Oh, yeah, the Poe Museum in Richmond. Going back to Richmond, speaking of the Red Main Army. Yeah, they do a thing every year. So does Baltimore. On the anniversary of Poe's death, there's the legend of a man in black, you know, who's seen to put cognac on Poe's grave, but he hasn't been seen the past couple of years, so nobody knows what happened to him, if he was a real person or if he, you know, was just an apparition of sorts. But if he was an apparition, then why would he stop showing up? I think he was a real guy and has just since moved on, but who knows? Also, there is a haunted house in... Oh, I wish I could remember the name now. Oh, let me look this up really, really super quick. But they do about... There's a haunted house, I think, in New Jersey that will open up, and it's actually one of those shock houses. Oh, yeah, there is the 13th floor in Denver, but the one I was actually looking for is in Philadelphia. There's a shock house, and they do things Valentine's Day, and they do things St. Patrick's Day. And they do a Thanksgiving haunt, too. Like, they really keep themselves open year-round pretty well. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it right now, actually, but if you follow me on Facebook regularly, then I will definitely post the answer there. There is actually quite a few year-round haunted houses when I go to actually, you know, find the name. So, at least we can always get scared year-round. Then I did. Then I stopped doing interviews for a while as I go back through the year here. Yeah. I'm actually was going to look for the date of one that I remember very, very well. I think it was one of my first interviews I did with a man named Joshua Van Hoven. He talked about his family history with vampires and what it was like growing up that way. Yeah, I just found the date actually. It's called Bloodlines, an interview with Joshua. And that was 3 years ago. So if you're scrolling through and looking for really, really good episode to archive and listen to, Bloodlines is a really, really great episode to check out. While I also still try to find that haunted house there. So again, if there are any questions or if you have any, experiences yourself that you want to share, feel free to call in. We are at 657-383-1164, and you just will follow the prompt there to connect. I think you have to hit one if you want to join the show. And we will also be doing another Facebook Live also through the Periamp page to show off all of our equipment and to really give you guys the rundown of how we do our investigations. So that'll be coming up soon. Make sure you go and give that page a like so you will be in the loop there and be able to bookmark our events as they come up. It was weird actually. When we were doing the pre-show today, we were doing on YouTube Live. I think I had mentioned earlier we're going to be doing the pre-show and the post-shows on YouTube Live. It was so strange because we were doing the audio test, and I get a message from downstairs where we're being monitored. Saying, "Oh, are you playing music?" I'm like, clearly not if I'm trying to do an audio broadcast, right? So I had to run downstairs and try to figure out what was going on. It sounded like some audio loop. And it's kind of funny, maybe some spirits of New Year's Day here to mess with me. What, so Bill, you said you were looking for the link on Coffee with the Dead's Facebook page. The link for what? Maybe I can help you out there. See, we got the, for those of you again who are just listening to the Blog Talk or the iTunes broadcast, we have some questions coming in from Facebook Live. Oh, for the link for this. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Bill. I think I mentioned earlier that we were going to be broadcasting, doing the Facebook Live event through Coffee with the Dead, their Facebook page. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Oh, you weren't. Well, yeah, same thing with Spirits Wake, because they're actually subpages of this page, of the Para-Ann Facebook page. We can't broadcast live through our pages. We can only broadcast live through our main account page. So doesn't quite work out as well as we thought it would with being able to stick the Coffee with the Dead broadcasts on the Coffee with the Dead page. Instead we have to do everything through my own page, through Para-Ann's page. Which, I mean, whatever. But we did want to originally have the thought to keep it more separated, more split up better. But fortunately, Facebook hasn't quite figured out how to allow that to happen yet. So, oh, we're also going to be given a equipment demonstration. I think I mentioned earlier. we're gonna do that. Not through Coffee with the Dead. We're gonna keep that just to Spirits Wake. So I think that's where I was. What I was kind of getting at before when I said not everything is gonna be, you know, always through Coffee with the Dead. But again, we do have a call-in number, so when we do broadcast, for those who don't want to or just can't come in and see the video feed and type your questions in, there is always our call-in number, which is 657-383-1164. Now, unfortunately, nobody watching us on our video streams will be able to hear the person on the other line. But if you go back and, you know, check out the broadcast on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, then you'll be able to hear both ends of the conversation. So, you know, when we do get our call-ins, when we do have our interviews, well, our interviews actually will be played out loud, obviously, so that both ends can hear. But when we do have our listeners call in and whatnot, that might be a little weird for a little while, but we'll get it all figured out as we go here, as we get back into the new year. Which is why I just called this episode Welcome Back. You know, I wasn't going to get too technical with anything. I wasn't going to share too much of my usual spooky news. I was sort of just going to, you know, this is for those of you who haven't listened before, you know, to get a feel for what we have done. In case anyone is really wondering why we just keep talking about old episodes and, you know, things like that. Yeah, that question from Michelle is still, that haunted house is still bugging me. I think it's in New Jersey, though. I remember looking at it because I was debating if I was going to go up there last year. It was something, let's see. Oh, was it New York City? Blood Manor. See? All right, Michelle, if you are still listening, Blood Manor is doing a Valentine's weekend haunt this year. It's called Bloody Valentine's Weekend. It's going to be starting February 10th, and it'll end February 12th. That is so funny, because I could have sworn it was in New Jersey. So there's your answer. Well, as far as what I was thinking, I'm sure there are others, but as far as ones that are actually over here on the East Coast, because, these guys are the ones who do the St. Patrick's Day one and the Thanksgiving Day one, too. Now that I'm on their site, checking them out. So if you guys are interested, that's bloodmanor.com, all one word. Yeah, first one. Well, I don't know. First one that popped up on search, I don't know. Not the first time I tried looking, it wasn't. Your search terms must be better than mine. Oh, well. So, we'll be doing the post show on YouTube Live, which I think I've already said, but you guys who are watching me now or listening to me now can follow me over to YouTube directly after broadcast. That will be just a chat-based setup, and also with me, my broadcast there. I'm looking again for, oh yeah, that's what I was looking for. I remember we had a really, really, really good talk about spirit animals, and that led to a two-part episode on spirit art. So I don't know, I guess I can open the conversation up to that tonight. I don't know how many of you listening have had any contact with your spirit guides or are familiar with the term, but they are always around us, not always someone who has lived and died, sometimes just pure energy that is conscious and able to interact. Sometimes, you know, described as like a guardian angel or, you know, something along those lines. But there's several ways to get in touch with them if you haven't, either through meditation or just letting yourself be open to the idea that they exist enough that you kind of start to notice things happening. Kind of like when people say, oh, just have faith. Well, that leads into, if your mind is open enough to allow your faith to keep you going, then maybe there's some higher power out there watching out over you, which then opens the door up to the possibility of spirit guides and guardian angels and things along those lines. Now, spirit art comes from all of that in the sense of once you are connected to your guides, your guardians, some people feel inspired or some people feel like during their meditation they're actually taken over, not like possession, but like subconsciously taken over by their guides who are nearby and can actually produce artwork from them or through their help. Can help them overcome roadblocks, writer's block, and get through life and kind of move on through a part of life where they were just stuck. It's done similarly to like automatic writing, where you are in a meditation and you have a pencil and paper in front of you, and you choose to allow spirit to have complete control. People have produced incredible pieces of art through that method, and sometimes they've even received messages. Now, when it's in the form of text and not so much drawing, not so much of an image, that's when it becomes defined as automatic writing. That's oftentimes where like people start when they first like learn to recognize who their guides are. And it can be pretty insightful sometimes. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes our guides just aren't helpful because, you know, we're not really at a point in our life where we need help like we think that we do, in the way that we, you know, like in the way that we think we need help, or more so just like whining and looking for, you know, some divine force to come in and do things for us. So that's when our guides will like, you know, be more in the mood to make jokes with us and be less helpful, which unfortunately turns a lot of people off to spirit guide meditation altogether. But, I mean, there's a lot of really great stories out there that are actually of spirit guides coming in and helping people and giving them strong insight. So those are some good episodes to listen to. Again, for those of you who maybe this is your first night tuning in and you want to get a feel more for what we have done and what you can expect, the spirit art episode, there are actually two of those episodes up, and also the, I think it may just be called spirit guides episode, We also did one on animal spirits, which is super fun. Not only because I am a super fan of all animals and just love animals, but because it's just fascinating. Our animals, our animals, as in our pets, sometimes they stick around and people report hearing them or, feeling an animal walk by their leg. Even after moving out of the house that they last had any animal at, now, having moved out, living somewhere that they don't have any pets and they feel, something brushed by their leg. And you know, like, if it's your pet, you kind of, like, I don't know, for those of you who own animals, like, I'm sure you can relate here, but if your dog or cat brushes by your leg, you know what that feels like versus, like, a friend's dog or cat brushing by your leg. You can just sort of tell, I guess, if it's your animal. And, there's a lot of reports of stuff like that happening. Like, I remember I had a friend years ago. I actually haven't seen her in a while. But she never had any pets, I don't believe, from the time that I met her. Now, she had a cat when she was very young. But during the years that I knew her, she didn't have any pets around. But I would always see a cat around, like, and this was over a couple of different homes that she lived in, all the way to across cities, like across the state even. And it always it would look like a black cat, but I mean, when you see things out of the corner of your eye, a lot of times they do appear as a shadow. So to say if it's a black cat or not, I don't know. But it was like the shadow cat thing. And I didn't say anything to her for a while, several times that I saw the cat, until it was after she had moved. And I was still seeing the cat. I saw a cat jump up onto the sofa next to her, and I jumped, I think, is what actually made the conversation come up. It was just like, we're just sitting there having a conversation, and then out of nowhere, I, like, am startled about something, right? And she didn't notice anything, but I said, there's a cat on the couch. And clearly there was no cat, but she just started laughing at me and said, yeah, everybody says that. So, not only humans are capable of returning or sticking with us, I guess. So Michelle says, meet any animal or pet mediums. I have met some of those. Mostly on Oranum, which was a website that I was working on for a while, doing tarot card readings on. There were pet psychics on that website who some claimed to be able to connect with even your living animal, which it was sort of strange. And it was almost like Reiki, like heal them if the animal wasn't feeling well, and like connect to the animal's energy and get them feeling better. So I never have heard of anyone claiming the ability to connect with a living animal via long distance, especially anywhere else besides Arena. Now, in person, I have heard of quite a few people, actually. Like, when I was taking my Reiki training, I was told this form of healing can be used on animals as well as on people. And I've since learned that there are quite a few people who actually will give their pets Reiki when they aren't feeling good. And And it goes along with also just comforting your pet, too. I think animals are just as conscious as humans are when it comes to knowing if they're loved or not. And, you know, they have the ability to be happy and sad, have the whole range of emotions. So I think as long as, you know, the owner is there, or whatever human that animal has a bond with is there when they're not feeling good, I think that always helps. But I've definitely experienced positive results while using Reiki on humans, even on myself. There's something about it. You can feel the heat. Now, like, it's a no-touch form of healing. You know, you keep your hands a few inches from the person's body that you're giving the treatment to, but noticed extremely good results with that as far as, like, pain management. No, like, magic healing. Like, it's not like, oh, I have the flu, give me Reiki, and, oh, now I don't have the flu. It's not quite like that. It's more like, oh, like, I feel off and out of it, and my energy's down. Then you go get Reiki, and you're, like, all back in line. Like, it kind of, like, realigns your chakras, so to speak, and gets you back in the groove of things. So, we have just a few minutes left in tonight's show. Then I'll go over to YouTube for the post-show wrap-up. If there are any final questions, or again, we're also looking for interviews. If anyone is interested in being interviewed at any point, give us a call, 657-383-1164 is our number. Again, if you have any last-minute questions here before we wrap up for the night, or again, you can contact me directly, ParaAnn@spiritswake.com. Same name on Facebook, ParaAnn, but you'll put haunts at the end of that for my full web address. It'd be Facebook.com/ParaAnnHaunts. You can go Facebook.com/CoffeeWithTheDead. Same thing with Spirits Wake. Facebook.com/SpiritsWake. That is the investigation group. So when we get back out and start checking places out, we'll be posting all of our updates and summaries on that page. We'll be doing an equipment overview. On a Facebook Live session, which will be hosted here through ParaAnn's Facebook page. I'm talking about myself in the third person suddenly, but yeah. And you can also get us on Twitter. That's CWTDOfficial on Twitter. So it's @CWTDOfficial. It's just Coffee with the Dead abbreviated. Or you can get Spirits Wake @SpiritsWake. You can get me, ParaAnn, personally, @RealParaAnn, because just ParaAnn was taken already. Somebody has my name. Actually, that Twitter account actually is, like, there's hardly any posts there. Like, not even very well managed, but, oh well, that's beside the point. So I'm @RealParaAnn there. And I believe that is all of the ways in the whole wide world to get a hold of me. Or Coffee with the Dead, or Spirits Wake, which you'll all get responses from me for that, any of those, because I sort of take part in all of them, and we kind of all fall under the umbrella of Spirits Wake. So Spirits Wake hosts Coffee with the Dead, and ParaAnn, me, myself, represents both of those, and both those groups, or whatever you want to call them. So, do you really? So, Bill is saying, that he can hear my cat talking, which is amusing and kind of, I don't know, some other word. My cat is, I have six cats, Bill, just so you know. You're hearing one of them, named Gidget, who is perpetually in heat and is going to be getting spayed very shortly. And she is several rooms away. Not even here in the studio office area with me at all. She is just that loud, and my microphone is just that good to pick her up. Yeah. Let's see. Michelle, you said, the new Ouija board. Yeah, we'll talk about that post-show where everyone can see it, because I know you guys who are just listening through Blog Talk or iTunes will have absolutely no idea what I am showing you, since you have no visual and just things. But I got that Ouija board, original William Fold board, 1920s. Think is the date. I originally had thought that it was a early, like, 1908 board, but it's not. It's actually from 1920s. I think it might be, like, actual just 1920. I don't know for sure, but the date on the planchet gave it away right away when I was doing the unboxing video. For those of you who didn't see the unboxing video, that is on YouTube, and that is also archived from my Facebook Live videos on Parian. I got a super cool, super old Ouija board off eBay, and that's the one that Michelle's talking about. I got it even with, like, the planchet box and the board box itself. Really, really excited about that. I collect Ouija boards. I don't use Ouija boards, but I have a collection of them, and I plan to get glass shadow boxes so I can see the fronts and backs of the boards still and mount everything in there and hang it up around the walls of the office and everything. That's my plan, at least. I still have to unpack my boxes from moving into my new office. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that on the post show, which will be on the Spirits Awake YouTube channel. You can follow that if you just look up Spirits Awake Paranormal, or if you look up Para Ann, the YouTube channel will come up if you want to subscribe to that. That's where we'll do our pre-show and post-show broadcasts. Now, Bill, you have typed something that I don't know the meaning of. Can you, what does ICYDK mean? I mean, I can kind of guess, but I'm not too familiar with all of the abbreviations, like IDK is I don't know or something. I don't know a lot of that text lingo. So we will be back on the air again next Sunday. That will be January some 7th. No, I'm thinking like Saturday. Maybe Sunday, January 8th. We'll be back on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern. Pre-show starts at 7 and post-show starts at 9. And we air on Eastern time. Just give everyone reminder on that. And again, if you want to be interviewed on the show, or if you have any topics or questions that you would like discussed during the show, please feel free to contact me, paraann@spiritswake.com. It's actually, email is the best, but also you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can contact me through Coffee with the Dead on Facebook or Twitter, and same with Spirits Awake. You can find us in those places. Okay, and so Michelle has just filled me in that ICYBK stands for, in case you didn't know. And I didn't know, Bill, that you are actually a member of Dover Paratech. So I assume that you're another fellow investigator. Dover, Delaware, I would assume, maybe. I think that's the only Dover that I know of, at least. And again, we are just wrapping up the last few minutes of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to call in, 657-383-1164 is our call-in number. And we also have a chat running. Just for those of you who are listening to us directly through Blog Talk or iTunes. Okay, and Teresa Kraft just told me that's Dover, Pennsylvania. So it's not Delaware, it's Pennsylvania. That's close to me, Bill. I'm down here in Harford County in Maryland. And that will do it for us tonight. Now, the post show will be over YouTube Live. Just look for the Spirits Wake channel or look me up directly by my name, Para Ann. And until next week, remember, the veil is thin. Thank you.